Shalom Aleichem, continuing with our topic of Ayin Hara. Today we have a very fundamental question. An Ayin Hara when doing a mitzvah. So on the one hand, there are a number of chazals that discuss being protected when doing a mitzvah. Not only chazals, in fact, it's a pasuk in Kohelet that says, Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. Somebody who's doing a mitzvah will not know any harm, any evil. That's what Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Sefer Kohelet. And some of the Chazals in the Gemara say as follows, Shluchei mitzvah eina nizokim. Somebody who's doing a mitzvah, he's a shliach ledvar mitzvah, on the way or on the return from doing a mitzvah, will not have any nezik, will not be harmed whatsoever. And in another chazal, Rav Yosef tells us, mitzvah be'ina da'asik ba mitzvah, at the time that you're doing it, megana umatzla, it protects you, it saves you. So on the one hand, when doing a mitzvah, we would say that you are protected even from an ayin hara. On the other hand, there are a number of times that we see that even when doing a mitzvah, one indeed could be the recipient of harm as a result of Ayin Hara. And it goes as follows. We'll bring three examples that are more than this. Just starting with the Parsha, with the Chumash and Parsha's Kitisa, talking about Shkolim. When you count Klal Yisrael, you have to take Shkolim. Why do we have to take Shkolim? And we're going to count the asset. We're going to count the coins, or it can be something else. It doesn't have to be coins per se. Because Minyan Sholet Bo Ayin Hara. Rashi says when you're counting Jews, that causes an Ayin Hara. Even when you're counting for a mitzvah, apparently, there would be an Ayin Hara. And Rav Chaim Palashi brings the following, that somebody on Rosh Hashanah should not be both the Baal Tokeh, blowing the shofar, and also the Shleach Tzibur, the Chazan, because of a concern. If he has too many tasks, responsibilities, there's a concern of Ayin Hara. And those are mitzvahs, being Baal to be the Baal Tokeh. Is a mitzvah, being the Shliach Tzibur is a mitzvah, but don't do both because of the concern of Ayin Hara. So how about what we just said before, that Kohelet tells us and the Chazal tell us, if you're doing a mitzvah, you won't have any harm. And as we saw in the past, there's also a psak of the Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't have two brothers or a father and a son have back-to-back aliyahs because of the concern of Ayin Hara. So that is our question. On the one hand, somebody is doing a mitzvah, is protected. On the other hand, we have three and more examples. We're only bringing three examples of people when doing a mitzvah, they are still subject to harm from Ayin Hara. So we can explain it as follows, and this is brought in the Sefer Ayin Hara Bein Ayadus. He says as follows, Nitan Lasbir Tachakriga Hazad Maklal Bikfiat Talmudit. We can explain it as follows, that truth be told, whenever the nezek is kavua, meaning you know it's going to happen. It's not maybe there'll be nezek or maybe not, but there is a strong likelihood or definitively will be a risk. And here when talking about Ayin Hara, this is a sakana vadayis. There's a real sakana, or a certain sakana that somebody will be damaged. And accordingly, we don't have the protections of doing a mitzvah. So even though somebody typically is protected when doing a mitzvah, but when talking about a sakana that will ensue, when there's a high, high, high likelihood, or maybe even a certainty that there will be a sakana, that damage will ensue, then you cannot rely on the nace. You cannot rely that you are protected when doing a mitzvah. And in fact, we have a proof to this from Shmuel. Shmuel Anavi was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though Shaul is the king, is being replaced, and go anoint David HaMelech, and Shmuel was concerned that there is a sakana, even though he'd be going and doing a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go anoint David, he's protected, but Shmuel was concerned because there was such a high likelihood or maybe a certainty of sakana, of danger, that Shaul would kill him. Accordingly, why kill him? Because he would be rebelling or anointing somebody in place of the king. So Shmuel said, I can't rely on that. He was very concerned about it. So there we have a proof that when you have a certainty or a close certainty to that there will be damage, there will be a sakana, there will be danger, you don't rely on an ace. So too, we would say that when it comes to Ayin Hara, even though typically you have protection when doing a mitzvah, when it comes to Ayin Hara because of the certainty of damage, you cannot rely on that. Now, having said that, we have another approach to this, somewhat of another approach. The Pele Yoetz says as follows, he is Koveya, that when it comes to two specific types of mitzvahs, you are going to be protected even from an ayin hara. And they are as follows. When somebody is doing the mitzvah of hachnasas orchim, a form of tzedakah, so when somebody is doing hachnasas orchim into his home, and also when he's making a drasha in public, so you're giving shiurim, you're giving divrei Torah in public, that such a person will be protected. And there are two possibilities in how to understand why, for specifically those two mitzvahs, somebody is going to be protected from an ayin hara. The first one goes as follows, because these are two mitzvahs that it is impossible to find another way to do the mitzvah. There's no indirect way. So for example, when we're counting, we want to count, do we have a minyan? We don't have to count directly 1, 2, 3, because we have another way to do it. We can count Hoshiyah Samech of Rechas Nachlasecha. So even though it's Letzorach Mitzvah because of the concern of Ayin Hara, don't count Jews. But having said that, how are you going to do the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim without the Oreach knowing about it, without people seeing it? You shouldn't publicize it per se, but doing the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim, there's no other way to do it but to have people in your house. And the same thing when it comes to making a drasha, giving a dvar halacha, giving a dvar Torah, giving a shiur in public, there's no other way to do it. That's the whole point, is limud Torah is to be in public. So because there are no other alternative ways to do these mitzvahs, you would say that somebody who is doing these mitzvahs, they indeed would be protected, although typically there is a concern of ayin hara, even when doing a mitzvah, but these two are protected because there are no other ways about them. That is one approach to understanding why these two mitzvahs are different. The other approach is as follows, that these two mitzvahs, tzedakah, that's hachnasas orchim, and limud Torah, teaching people in public, these two are special mitzvahs. They indeed do have the power to protect people, despite the typical concern of ayin hara, but that would not apply to counting Jews, for example. So those are the two possible ways to understand that, but we have, regardless, the Peleliyot is telling us that when it comes to these two mitzvahs, there's no concern of ayin hara. So where are we so far? So we said that we have a stira. On the one hand, somebody who is doing a mitzvah should be protected from that mitzvah. On the other hand, we see that when it comes to another of mitzvahs, we saw brought three examples, that even though you're doing a mitzvah, there is a concern about ayin hara. And we answered it as follows, that ayin hara, typically you're protected when doing a mitzvah, but not from an ayin hara. And ayin hara is because there's a certainty of damage, a certainty of sakana. Accordingly, there is no protection. Having said that, the Peleliyot says we do have protection for two mitzvahs. One is hachnasas orachim, it could be more globally tzedakah, and the other one is learning or teaching barabim. Those two would be protected, and we brought two explanations why they're protections. Now, having said all of that, the Arbarbanel has a very different take on things, and his opinion is that indeed when doing a mitzvah, it protects not only on other types of damages, but also from the sakana of ayin hara. That is his take, that he says, just like when doing a mitzvah, in other contexts, one is protected, as Koheles tells us, as Chazal tells us, Koheles, Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. So too, when doing any type of mitzvah, not only the two flagged by the Peleliyot, but any types of mitzvahs, indeed, that would be, the person would be protected. So what is he going to do in Parshas Ki Tisa, where it says that for a minyan, counting of Jews, that is problematic, that there's a real sakana, and you cannot count directly, you have to count al yedei davaracha, you have to count items, for example, the shkalim, but you can't count directly. So he says, in Parshas Ki Tisa, he's talking about something else. He's talking about not that the counting was for purposes of a mitzvah, but with purposes of talking for a non-mitzvah. And when you're counting for a purposes of a non-mitzvah, that's when you have a concern of ayin hara, and that's why you have to count something else, you have to count an item. But when it is not a mitzvah, when it is a mitzvah, then you could even count directly based on this Abarbanel, because you have a protection from an ayin hara. So that is the view of the Abarbanel. All mitzvahs, when doing mitzvahs, you're protected from ayin hara. Having said that, the Sefer Ayin Hara, Be'en Hayadus, asks on that, this is tamua, this is a puzzle, astonishing that the Abarbanel would say something like that, because in the Gemara, it is explicit that the prohibition to count Jews applies even b'makom mitzvah, even when doing mitzvah. We see based on that, that there is no protection from ayin hara, even for purposes of doing a mitzvah. So where does the Abarbanel get this, that you are protected when doing a mitzvah? So that's where the Sefer leaves it, that this Abarbanel is a puzzle, and is unclear, but at a minimum, we have the Behel Yoetz, though we have protection for two mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs indeed may be subject to concern of Ayin Havra. Have a wonderful day.